Israel's prime minister says he's made no promises, but he's prepared to make significant concessions to Syria in order to win a peace agreement. Ehud Olmert wouldn't tell Israeli legislators what those concessions would be. But a week after the surprise announcement that Olmert's government was talking to Syria, there's a lot of speculation that Olmert would give Syria back the Golan Heights. Israel captured the heights in the 1967 war, and they're a major sticking point in any peace deal with Syria. The World's Quill Lawrence reports from the Golan.
Yehuda Harel moved to the Golan Heights 41 years ago as a cowboy.
We come here months after the war, the Six-Day War. So we had only the permission of the army. And they let us come, not as a new settlement, but as a workers.
Harel got a job rounding up sick and starving livestock that had been left as a result of the Six-Day War. The Israeli government soon decided to let Harel stay and encouraged other Israelis to settle on land evacuated by more than 100,000 Syrians.
Thousands of cows, and they were very frightened because of the war.
He was about 30 years old at the time, and Harel is now in his 70s. As he sits at a brew pub in the modern shopping mall in the town of Katzrin, Harel says he's not worried that anyone would make him leave the Golan.
I'm here for 41 years in the Golan Heights, and I saw about 6 or 7 times, and nothing come out of it.
Indeed, public opinion polls show 7 out of 10 Israelis are against returning the Golan to Syria, even in exchange for fully normalized relations between the two countries. Tellingly, many believe that the peace talks are nothing but an attempt by Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to distract the public from his legal troubles. But not everyone in the Golan believes the talks are a smokescreen.
I'm worried even when they come to me and tell me that the deal was done exactly as I wanted. I'm still worried. I mean, who wants to go away from here?
Avner Talman owns the Golan Olive Mill and a beautiful orchard overlooking the Sea of Galilee. Talman stops to snap off a dead branch from one of his trees. When President Clinton sponsored talks between Syria and Israel, the deal breaker was the exact border. The Syrians wanted it within stone-skipping distance of the Sea of Galilee. Israel would move it 100 yards east. In either case, says Talman, giving up the Golan is madness from a strategic point of view, not least because the Galilee and Golan provide a third of Israel's water. Talman knows the opinion polls are with him, but he's still nervous.
Lots of things are about to change in the coming few months. The president in the United States, probably something is going to happen here in Israel. I think that whoever is going to be elected will be drawn into the process if the process is real.
But some residents of the Golan are pleased. About 20,000 Syrians still live in the Golan, mostly Druze, around a village called Majd al-Shams. The immediate benefit for them would be to reunite with their families, who many of them haven't seen for 40 years. And while they have no love for the dictatorial regime in Syria, they don't feel like full citizens in a democracy in Israel either.
The Israelis, they cannot discuss with me the issue of democracy because I was put in jail in Israel.
Salman Fakhreddin manages the Arab Center for Human Rights in the Golan. He says he's been jailed many times over the years for nonviolent political activity. From Fakhreddin's balcony in Majd al-Shams, it's possible to see the current demilitarized zone and far into Syria beyond. He points out houses and schools on the edge of minefields that have never been cleared.
These houses here, 0 meters. It means the other side of the house is the mines. If some clothes fallen behind the house, if something, all the houses from the backside are fenced because it's full of mines here, which is very stupid, which have no sense. It's not for security, and it's forbidden.
Fakhreddin doubts the landmines will be removed until there's a full-scale peace treaty, but he also doubts the current peace talks are going anywhere. 8 years ago, when a peace for land deal looked possible, some of the Druze started buying apartments in Damascus. Some of the Israeli settlers even started having their land appraised in case the government offered to compensate them to move. Significantly, no one appears to be calling in real estate agents this time. For the World, this is Quill Lawrence, Majd al-Shams, the Golan Heights.